Well, our reporter James Glenday joins us now from Canberra. James, Malcolm Turnbull remains elusive this morning. We still don't actually have an official leadership contender, do we?
No, we don't. And I guess in some ways that's not surprising given how this has... It's unprecedented to have a leadership spill without a contender, but it's not actually that surprising. This has been a backbench revolt that has built over a very long time, really possibly even as far back as the budget. There are a number of MPs that we've spoken to that feel they've been ignored in policy formation. They feel they've been despairing as the government has made road bumps along the way and made some comments that have caused controversy and have had some issues that have blown up. And really the knighthood debacle and then the Queensland election, the disastrous Queensland election result, were really just the last straw in that. So this has been pushed from the backbench, not from any significant front benches.
Let's look forward to next Tuesday and the likelihood of what might happen. Now, there are reports today that Julie Bishop seemed a little upset with the Prime Minister for suggesting that they were a unity ticket for leader and deputy. And she appears to have made it very clear overnight that she'll support Mr. Abbott against the spill motion because she sees that as her duty. But if the motion goes ahead, that's where her support might end.
It's important to explain how this process works. Essentially, what has been proposed is a spill motion, which all that is a vote to have a vote. So if a spill motion succeeds, what happens is the leadership positions of the Liberal Party will be declared vacant. And then, and only then, can other candidates definitely say that, definitely stand against the Prime Minister. The spill motion has to succeed for a leadership change to happen. If it gets to that stage, though, the Prime Minister would be in a lot of trouble.
Mm. And what's your reading, James, this morning? Is it looking as though the spill motion will succeed?
A lot of Tony Abbott's supporters say that it definitely won't. I think it's fair to say that a lot of people haven't made up their mind. It's been very difficult to work out the exact numbers on this because it's been pushed from the backbench. Nobody has officially been counting numbers. It's sort of been groups of rebel MPs have spoken out, but the discontent goes much wider than that and is much broader than that. So I think that anyone who was to tell you this is what will definitively happen next week would I don't think that anyone can confidently say that yet.
And we should clarify that only the Liberals can vote, not the Nationals, despite the fact that it is a coalition, and that's where a lot of Tony Abbott's support seems to be coming from. But reports today are confirming that it will be a secret ballot. Is that what you've been told?
It's certainly something that ministers want to happen. They say that it's the Liberal way. And why this is significant is, if it's not a secret, if it's just a show of hands, for example, that would make it very difficult for someone who holds a portfolio or a parliamentary position, a junior ministerial position, to say, yes, I think that we need to do this. And if say, a junior minister was to put their hand up and say, I think we need to have a spill, then they would have to certainly resign. So I guess that's the mechanics of it. And it's certainly the senior Liberal ministers that have been out and about have been saying, no, we'll do it one way, we'll do it the proper way, we will have a secret ballot. But it'll be interesting to see exactly how that plays out. Just a short time ago, I spoke with the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, and he told me that he feels that this leadership push has been orchestrated, and in some ways he feels that the Prime Minister has been ambushed.
I do feel that a significant majority of colleagues believe that this is something of an ambush, and that Tony Abbott, having received some legitimate messages about our performance last year, has not even been given time to respond in any way. He needs to be given clear air.
Essentially, you're saying there that you think the spill motion will be defeated next week.
I do feel that. I think there are a majority of colleagues who feel that all of this has been somewhat of a panicked move, that it's making us look like a circus.
But how can the Prime Minister recover, though? History would suggest that once a leader gets to this spill stage, it's very difficult for them to recover.
There's never been in the Liberal Party a Prime Minister who has not seen out the first term of office. And secondly, I do feel that much of our political position is owed to the fact that there were surprises. Some of the policy surprises we put out there were seized upon by our opponents. We really gave them a free kick to worry people, to misrepresent what our intentions were. And we didn't have the opportunity then to explain the merit of those policies or to perhaps fine-tune them. And we're paying a price for that. Now, I think that is quite reversible. We can, with a lot of experienced people, and none less so than the Prime Minister, and I do feel that the lessons can be learnt and that we can get ourselves back onto strong political ground.
Do you think the Prime Minister can seriously do that, though, given that to the public it's going to look like he's presiding over a divided party that many people, and that many people in the party, don't have the faith in him anymore?
Well, people have been willing, the Prime Minister and the team, to succeed. There's just been this panic, and somewhat orchestrated, I think, despite what is said, somewhat orchestrated attempt to you know, force people into a change, when in fact, you know, we've got to follow due process. We've got to look like we are adults.
If the spill motion is successful, will you stand for a leadership position, possibly as deputy?
No, look, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals, because that just feeds the sort of instability.
In 6 months, if things don't get better, what happens then?
Well, again, that's a hypothetical.
And that's the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, speaking just moments ago with our reporter James Glenday in Canberra.